Oktoberfest is officially on in Munich with the tapping of a strong local golden lager brewed in March and fermented all summer. Integral to the party is the music that goes with it, traditional brass music and light German pop called Schlager. Neither the style of the brew or the tunes is my scene, frankly, but my point is that human culture pairs music with beer. They have gone together from the very beginning. The first writing about beer is actually a song, the Hymn to Ninkasi, a beer recipe sung in praise to the Mesopotamian goddess of beer in the 18th century BC. Ever since, they both are found wherever people gather, and I don't think it's possible either could exist in its present form without the other. Both are social lubricants, excuses for people to get together, ways to celebrate special days and to make ordinary days better. This is a great time to be a music lover slash beer drinker. There are so many choices. A generation ago, we had basically three national breweries and a couple of radio stations deciding what we would drink and listen to. The craft beer movement and the digital revolution have changed all that. Sure, there's still good old American lager, the perfect thing to cry into over a sad country song. But we can now pair a Belgian ale with our jazz and an IPA with our EDM. Maybe most important is the rise of pub culture. Kansas bands are playing in neighborhood brew pubs. The ancient coupling of malt and music lives on. For KMUW, I'm Mark Foley.
And we bring you into musical space this week. I'm Fletcher Powell here, as always, with Mark Foley. Hey, Mark.
Cheers, Fletcher.
Absolutely, cheers, because this one's going to be a lot of fun. We've got a long list here of songs about beer.
Yeah, let's see how many we can get to before before the bartender kicks us out.
Well, let's just get going with Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys.
Yeah, this tune is like the... I don't know, the template for sad country songs to cry into your beer over. Bob Wills, he's near and dear to my heart because his career was based in Tulsa, really close to here, and he really solidified the Western swing genre. And this is one of my favorite tunes, Bubbles in My Beer.
That's not good.
While scenes from the past rise before me. Just watching the bubbles in my beer. A vision of someone who loved me brings a lone silent tear to my eyes. Oh, I know that my life's been a failure. Just watching the bubbles in my beer.
Yeah.
Moving on to talk about a song that's literally about crying into your beer. Hank Williams. It's interesting. You say this was recorded in 1950, but it wasn't released until 1989.
I have no idea why it wasn't released. It's a great tune. There's a tear in my beer. So poetic. I don't know. Anything by Hank Williams should have been released as soon as it came out, I think. But I think it was Hank Williams Jr. that decided to retool it and release it. There's a whole tangent we could go off on this. But it's just a great tune. Love the Hank.
There's a tear in my beer, 'cause I'm crying for you, dear. You are on my lonely mind. Into these last 9 beers, I have shed a million tears. You are on my lonely mind. I'm gonna keep drinking until I'm petrified. And then maybe these tears will leave my eyes. There's a tear in my beer. Oh, I'm crying for you, dear. You're on my lonely mind. Last night I walked the floor, and the night before, you're on my lonely mind.
expanding our palate just a little bit. Tell me about this John Lee Hooker tune.
Yeah, let's go to Chicago blues. John Lee Hooker, an amazing Chicago blues artist. And this tune, you guys all know, One Bourbon, One Scotch, One Beer. George Thorogood, with John Lee Hooker's blessing, did this tune and made it a big hit. But this is the original from 1966. I shouldn't say original. It was written before that by someone else. I forget who. But yeah, this is the big early hit with John Lee Hooker's One Bourbon, One Scotch, One Beer. Oh, what kind of beer would you have with this? I'm thinking maybe a lager, you know, something, you know, because it's going to be a chaser to a scotch and a bourbon.
Yeah, good point.
So, yeah. So I wouldn't want anything too hoppy or too malty, really. And maybe, I don't know, if I was in Chicago, maybe I'd try to find something local that I could do. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Good plan.
One bourbon, one scotch, and one bill. One bourbon, one scotch, and one bill. Hey, Mr. Bartender, come here. I want another drink and I want it now. My baby, she gone, she been gone tonight. I ain't seen my baby since night of old. One bourbon, one scotch, and one bill. And then I sit there, getting high, mellow, knocked out, feeling good. And by that time, I looked on the wall, at the old clock on the wall. By that time, it was 10:30 then.
I don't know what this says about me, but something that I always think of when I think of punk rock music is cheap beer.
Absolutely, yeah. And there's so many punk songs about cheap beer. It was hard to boil it down to just one or two. But Black Flag is such a great band. I mean, the consummate West Coast punk band. This is from 1981, six-pack. So what would be your cheap beer to go with this tune?
Well, PBR is always
the PBR,
go-to.
Yeah. But maybe I'm thinking Milwaukee's Best.
Yeah,
or
okay.
Something even cheaper. Or you know what? There's a local bar, whenever you play it, you have to buy your own drinks unless you get what they give you, which is Rolling Rock. So I'm going to go with the Rolling Rock. Black Flag, six-pack.
Moving from Black Flag there to the Beastie Boys.
Yeah, and there's a lot of folklore about this, which is great. I wanted to bring this up. One of my favorite tunes by the Beastie Boys, Brass Monkey. So we're already fusing punk with, you know, kind of bratty white punk with rap, which is beautiful. And some people think that this is a mixture of old English malt liquor with orange juice, one-to-one. I don't know if I would ever drink that stuff. But then other people say that this is actually, Brass Monkey is a pre-mixed cocktail that you could get in cheap liquor stores. So either one is pretty nasty. But I don't know if I could come up with a beer that would top it as far as folklore goes.
Yeah, let's just leave it at
that.
Yeah,
right.
Come on, y'all, it's time to get nice.
Let's go screaming, 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 let's go screaming got the cup. Come on, everybody, let's get it.
Moving to Beck and a song with a very appropriate title. Also, I think the name of the album might lead us in a nice direction.
Right,
here.
Mellow Gold, yeah. So, we'll have to figure out a kind of beer to go with this tune, which is called Beer Can from 1994. I don't know what the tune's about. I mean, I don't know what any of Beck's tunes are about, really.
Yeah, good point.
His lyrics are so amazingly eclectic. What's the tune where he says, spray paint the vegetables? I love his lyrics. But the word beer can comes in. There's a couple other references to beer. But 1994, I'm thinking, the craft brew thing is starting to come up. So maybe something eclectic, maybe an early craft brew like Sierra Nevada or something like that. Yeah.
I quit my job blowing leaves. Telephone bills up my sleeves. Choking like a one-man dust bowl. Freedom Rock slime ball talking in cold. We went down, lit up the shack. Grabbed me a beer out of the sack. Everybody bent over twice. Painting the walls, throwing some dice. Leaping up into the air, getting juiced up beyond belief. And they were singing like this. Why no throwing frisbees at the sun? Put my soul between the bone. Now I'm running, now I'm drunk. Now I'm running like a flaming pig.
Oh yeah.
Scraping off the attitude. Old man eating all my food. Don't be kind, don't be rude. Just shake your boots and let it all get loose.
Go from Beck to the Replacements and Beer for Breakfast.
Yeah, right. That says it all right there. And I'm sure they're not just talking it. They lived it. Replacements are hometown favorites. I'm from Minneapolis, and so are they. This tune comes from 1997. I actually did some research on this tune, and they liked a local Minneapolis beer called Grain Belt. I don't know if that ever came down here, but...
No, I don't know that one.
Yeah, so... Okay, all you hipsters out there, try to get a hold of a bottle of Grain Belt beer and listen to this tune.
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast. All I want to eat is them barbecue chips. All I want is someone just to try to protect us. You can try, but you never want.
Doom. I didn't remember this tune, as a matter of fact. One Beer.
Right, yeah. This is from the 2004 album Food. .. food? I couldn't help but noticing that MMFOOD is an anagram of MF Doom. So it makes sense to me in some weird way. And this is a tune called One Beer.
There's only one beer left. Rappers screaming all in our ears like we're deaf. Tempt me, do a number on a label. Eat up all the MCs and drink them under the table like it's on me. Put it on my tab, kid, however you get there. Foot it, cab it, iron horse it. You leave it on your face, forfeit. Across the mic, hold it like the heat, he might toss it. Told her, tell him they stole it. He told her he lost it. She told him, get off it and a bunch of other more shit. Getting money, DT's be getting no new leads. It's like eating watermelon. stay spitting new seeds. This the weed, give me some of what he drooping off. Soon as he wake up, choking like it was whooping cough. They grouping soft. First hour at the open bar and they trooping north. He went to go laugh and get some head by the side road. She asked him autograph her derriere red to wide load. This yard bird tastes like fried toad, turn love villain. Take pride in cold words, crooked eye mode, nerd geek with a cold heart. Probably still be speaking in rhymes as an old fart. Study how to eat to die by the peace of God.
And then we'll end up with Split Lip Rayfield. I like this, Live at the Bottleneck, 3-2 Flu.
Yeah, this is an amazing album. This was recorded in 2006, the last year of Kirk Runstrom's life. Local favorites, I love this band so much, Split Lip Rayfield, and Wayne Gottstein is singing lead on this one. Beautiful tune, 3-2 Flu.
We'll leave you with that. Maybe come up with your own beer pairings and let us know what goes along with this playlist that Mark brought us. Mark, as always, thanks.
Thanks so much, Fletcher.
And for KMUW, I'm Fletcher Powell.
But you had a hunch, 'cause I got the 3-2 flu and I'll get over you. 1-6-5. About your front door screen,
I really am.
I'm sorry about your new car. It's not the first time, believe me, oh girl. A man finds his own way to go. 'Cause I got the 3-2 flu and I'll get over you. 1-6-pack at a time, 'cause I got the 3-2 flu and I'll get over you. 1-6-pack.